Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Wait a minute. The white folks got to sleep in? What kind of racist garbage is going on at the Democrat National Convention? They let the white folks sleep in. What the heck? Everybody else had to show up for their racist little separatist caucus meetings, and the white folks got to sleep in. That's really not fair when you think about how late this Democrat National Convention went. Apparently went really. I didn't even watch much of the Republican National Convention until later on in the week. So. You know, I didn't waste a bunch of time on a Monday night watching a bunch of the Democrat convention last night. I ended up watching Hillbilly Elegy instead, you know, the movie about J.D. Vance, President Trump's running mate. But anyway, this was hilarious. It was a great point. It was made by libs of TikTok. Now, technically, this was Monday's schedule, but I wonder if they had a similar schedule for today because, Joe Biden, they pushed Joe Biden out of prime time. They didn't even want Joe Biden to be seen during prime time last night. It was almost midnight. They had to keep Joe up late or wake him up extra early. Who knows? But don't worry. He's on vacation in California for the next week. So it makes you wonder, well, who's doing the presidential thing? Anyway. Libs of TikTok shared this schedule for tomorrow at the DNC. This was Monday morning's schedule. They're holding segregated sessions and meetings for attendees. The Party of Anti-Racism and Unity. And so they pointed out, you know, the Black Caucus meeting was at 9:30. The Hispanic Caucus meeting was at 9:30. The AAPI Caucus meeting was at 9:30. The Native American Caucus meeting was at 9:30. Then they had some ethnic council meeting going on. So they had all their separate but equal caucus sessions going on. You know, the party of segregation, of course, the Democrat Party. Where's the white caucus? Why did they get a sleep in? Man, I tell you what, if I was one of these brothers at the DNC or Hispanic guys or, you know, Native American, I'd be like, what the heck? Why did the white folks get a sleep in? This is some racist garbage going on at the Democrat National Convention. Absolutely crazy. I shared that Libs of TikTok post and somebody made a comment about that. I should go into the tweet and see who it was, but it was hilarious. Why do the white folks get a sleep in? What was that? Was it on in Living Color? That's some bull allow, though. Was that a Mike Tyson impersonation they did? I can't remember. Anyway, yeah, all sorts of crazy stuff at the DNC. This one, Todd Starnes shared this one, toddstarnes.com. They had a gender-neutral Islamic prayer room. A gender-neutral Islamic prayer room. How do their Hamas supporters feel about that one? Did you know in some Arab countries, you can't even go to a gender-neutral restaurant if you're a single man? A gender-neutral Islamic prayer room. They had abortion trucks, inflatable IUDs, all sorts of crazy stuff at the Democrat National Convention. Anyway, more to follow right after this.
Securing America.
America's intelligence officials again expressing concern Monday about the security of the presidential election. A joint statement from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the FBI, and the Cybersecurity Infrastructure and Security Agency focusing on increasingly aggressive tactics from Iran, which include the recent hack into the Trump campaign. The former president recently spoke about the issue.
It looks like it's Iran doing it, and the reason is because I was strong on Iran.
Intelligence officials claiming that Iran has actually sought to connect to people with direct access to both campaigns. The statement reading in part that, quote, "We will not tolerate foreign efforts to influence or interfere with our elections." And it advised those working in such positions to do whatever possible to increase online security. Several weeks ago, the intelligence community singled out Russia, China, and Iran as the greatest threats to election security. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I had a couple of messages here from Kelly in Glasgow. He must have been watching the DNC last night. Let's see, a little after 10 p.m., Kelly says this, wow, biggest string of lies I've ever listened to in my life tonight. Kelly, thanks for putting up with that last night. He sent us another one about a half an hour later. Yep, it's all Trump's fault. Just curious. I wonder how much they had to pay those people to tout those, we love you, Joe, banners. I'm sure they didn't buy them. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they handed those out there. Here, hold these up. Come on, we got to get Joe out of here before the prime time starts later in the week. You know, I was talking about this Libs of TikTok post on X a couple of days ago where they had, you know, the Black Caucus had a meeting at 9:30, the Hispanic Caucus had a meeting, all these various racial and ethnic groups. They had to separate everybody, had to keep everybody separate at the Democrat convention. How fitting. But here's what else is interesting. I wonder... if you were going to the, while the white folks got to sleep in, if you were going to the Democrat National Convention for the Black Caucus meeting or the Hispanic Caucus meeting or the Native American Caucus meeting, what was your reaction like when they made you show an ID card? Yeah, the Federalist.com. Democrats don't want you to be forced to show an ID card to vote. But if you were going to show up at their Democrat convention, you better show ID. Man, so much to talk about. Hey, but this is cool. We've got David Noble on the phone lines already this morning. David, man, I was watching some of your Twitch TV commentary last night. Absolutely hysterical.
Oh, we had so much fun last night just mocking and laughing at the Democrat National Convention. It was so bizarre. The whole thing was about race. And it was all this 1960s Civil Rights Act or Civil Rights era sort of imagery and then all this stuff about how the Democrats are the party of civil rights. And the whole thing was about race and it was all and sex. And it was all about Kamala Harris being a black woman president. And it was just bizarre that was the only thing they care. They only care about the race and sex of the president. That's their number one thing. And that was the takeaway. That's all they cared about.
Yeah, that's all they seem to care about in America as well. What I might wait till later in the hour to play it, but you shared a clip from AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and I thought her speech really is the speech that defined the night last night. And there's one soundbite that I want to play that I think captures the whole debate this 2024 presidential election. But then you had a hilarious one. Here she is with her fake Southern accent, pretending to be a black preacher in a Southern church. I mean, she does it. Hillary does it. They all do. Kamala does it. They are so phony.
They are. And so, yeah, I'm sitting there live streaming it, watching it, listening to it live, and my live reaction is instantly, why is she talking like that? Of course, we all know it's to pander. But think about that, Aaron. Hillary Clinton and AOC. I literally have spent the last year talking to Montana Democrats who've told me, oh, AOC's a nobody. AOC's not our leader. AOC's not the main Democrat. She's not the intellectual weight behind the Democrat Party. Hillary Clinton's out of it. And it's like, no, DNC night one, Hillary Clinton and AOC. Do they really think that Hillary Clinton and AOC is a winning combination?
Yeah, great question. Hey, speaking of Montana Democrats, I saw State Senator Mary Ann Dunwell. I think she's out of Helena. I just messaged her on X to see if she'd want to join us from the DNC. It'd be, you know, good to get her perspective. But they were all on a bus. Oh, did we lose you, David? I think David accidentally hung up. All right, or maybe he's got to run to work. That's all right. Okay, Dave. Well, David, call back if because that that wasn't us hanging up on you. But anyway, State Senator Marianne Dunwell, she sent out this post via X yesterday. About 13 hours or so ago, the DNC underway and delegates are stuck on buses held up for security concerns after protesters breached the secure perimeters. So basically, like these Democrat National Convention delegates from Montana, including State Senator Marianne Dunwell, they initially couldn't even get in to their own convention because these radical pro-Hamas protesters had breached the wall. That's right. There was not only a wall. The same Democrat Party that doesn't want to build a wall on our southern border to protect America, they built a wall to protect themselves. Well, to try to protect themselves. Not only did they build a wall, they built, as Breitbart News reported, they erected miles of security fencing ahead of the Democrat convention. See, they like to have people with guns to protect them. They just don't want you to have guns to protect you. They like to have walls to protect them. They just don't like to have walls to protect you. But yeah, the DailyWire.com, protesters breach the DNC's wall before the first speaker takes the stage. And yeah, you can see the photographs if you go to x.com/Aaron Flint. Where even some of the Montana delegates couldn't initially get in because protesters had breached the secure perimeters, and so they had to lock everything down. And then the other point, yeah, the Federalist.com reporting how the DNC required photo ID in order to enter the DNC. Now, the same DNC that doesn't want you to have to show an ID card to vote in elections in Montana, because they say that, well, black people and Native Americans, they won't be able to figure out how to get an ID card. What? The Democrats think that these minorities aren't smart enough to get an ID card, so that's why they don't want you to have to show an ID in an election, but they require it at the DNC.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordlund. A billboard in Casper, Wyoming is ruffling feathers in the state's agriculture industry, especially when it comes to spreading incorrect information. Our network's Rachel Gable has the story.
Billboard with an angry chicken grasping an AR-15 type rifle has sprung up in Casper that reads, "If bacon and burgers don't get you, I may. Bird flu kills. Please try vegan." PETA is the group behind the message, and they've placed similar signs in other areas where avian influenza has been detected. Wyoming stock grower executive Jim McGagna said the message is inaccurate and nearly laughable.
It's just part of their goal, which is to eliminate red meat consumption, eliminate the processing of animals, whether they're chickens or cattle or sheep. Unfortunately, I think with most of the public, particularly the public in Wyoming, I think it's more of a subject for laugh and humor than it is winning any converts for them.
Gagna said he's not too worried about it, but said the information is incorrect.
It's so misleading. I mean, first of all, they bring up the avian flu virus, which has not been found anywhere in beef cattle and is not any threat for the human health. So that's a joke.
Wyoming Department of Agriculture reported there's been a case of avian influenza in a dairy herd. Wyoming State Veterinarian Dr. Hallie Hassel told Cowboy State Daily that one herd of dairy cattle remains under quarantine, and she confirmed there have been no human transmissions. This comes on the heels of a lawsuit PETA filed against Southwest Wyoming Regional Airport because it denied the group putting up its message in the airport terminal in Rock Springs. I'm Rachel Gable.
Rachel tells us that the proposed ad in Rock Springs featured a cow with a leather travel bag as its body, saying, quote, "Was she killed to make your carry-on? Cruelty doesn't fly. Choose vegan," end quote. PETA claims the airport board's decision violated its free speech rights and was unconstitutional, a claim that the airport board has denied.
Cattle producers, time is running out to take advantage of this summer's excellent demand and prices, especially on your wean calves and calves on cows, but you still can during Superior Livestock Auction's upcoming Labor Day video auction September 4th and 5th. However, the consignment deadline is coming up quick. It's August 20th. For more details, visit SuperiorLivestock.com or please contact your local Superior Livestock rep today. Superior Livestock, committed to their buyers and sellers for over 35 years.
That filet, yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. It's got iron, it's got protein. Heck, that steak's even got vitamins. So I guess what we're saying is, what that delicious, nutritious steak doesn't have is a reason to wait. Beef, It's What's for Dinner.
This message brought to you by the Montana Beef Council and your $1 per head beef checkoff.
The clock is ticking in Canada towards a rail stoppage this week. Canadian Pacific Kansas City may lock out rail traffic engineers and controllers if no agreement is reached with the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference by this Thursday, August 22nd. Both the CPKC and Canadian National have started preparing for work stoppages, including issuing embargoes and shutting down operations. A potential rail lockout in Canada could impact U.S. rail traffic, particularly close border shipments, given the reliance on rail for trade between the two nations. Norfolk Southern, BNSF, and Union Pacific are monitoring the situation and have issued or prepared to issue embargoes on Canada-related traffic. Both U.S. and Canadian farmers alike are monitoring the situation closely. I'm Lee Northlund, Western Ag Network.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, one real big story we got to get to, and I'm holding off on it for the 7 o'clock hour. I know I mentioned it yesterday, but big recount. An election recount is going to be taking place in Butte today. What, 2.5 months after the primary election, and now they're doing a recount? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. About 1,000 ballots apparently got counted that shouldn't have been counted again. Anyway, we'll get to that. I'm saving that for the 7 o'clock hour because the recount starts in about 1 hour. It starts at 8 a.m. this morning in Butte. But we've got a couple of lawmakers that are in Butte for that recount. State Senator Mike Cuff out of Eureka. State Senator Teresa Manzella out of the Bitterroot Valley. Both of them should be joining us at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, maybe one or two others, too. So we'll have more on that story in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. So meantime, let's go back to the Democrat National Convention coverage. And again, David Noble, I'm assuming he had to run. That's why he had to hang up there. He's probably got to head off to work. But it was great to hear from him. I was just rolling. I'm sure at like whatever time it was, 4:30, 5 o'clock this morning, I'm sure Travis was in the production studio next door is wondering, what is Aaron laughing about? What is there? Well, David Noble was live streaming during the Democrat National Convention on his Lecture Fan Twitch TV podcast last night. And he was laughing at the phony, I'm a Southern Baptist preacher. You know, the Democrats always do this. You know, they are so desperate to pander to black voters that instead of changing their policies, they change their tone of voice. They try to pretend to be Southern preachers in a black church. Listen to AOC and then listen to, to David Noble's commentary in the background as well.
Yes, then the woman who fights every single day to rich working people out from under the boots of greed, trampling on our way of life.
Oh my God, why is she talking like that?
The truth is done.
They're showing that nerd again?
You probably got to see it. I was just dying laughing. Oh, why is she talking like that? Yeah. Hey, what did she think? She was at some slam poetry gathering in the Upper West Side with her elitist liberal buddies or something. I mean, my goodness. And then some poor kid that was at the Democrat convention, David's like, why are they showing that nerd again? It was hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. But the line from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that I think really nails it, that I think sums up the entire night, sums up the presidential election, was what she was trying to promote Kamala Harris, but in reality, she exposed the failures of
Gaza in Khan Yunis. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, now I'm just going to roll it. I'm just going to play about a minute or so of AOC Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's speech from last night. Because you think about every point that she's making trying to sell Kamala is actually every reason not to vote for Kamala Harris. Did they forget that she's actually in power right now? I mean, they act like they just plucked her out of San Francisco and she's brand new to the national scene. She is the vice president of the United States. They control the Senate. And frankly, Republicans barely control the House right now. Anyway, listen to what she had to say trying to pitch Kamala last night.
Because if you are a working parent trying to afford rent and child care, Kamala is for you. If you are a senior who had to go back to work because your retirement didn't stretch far enough, Kamala is for you. If you're an immigrant family just starting your American story, Kamala is for you. America, when we knock on our neighbor's door, organize our communities, and elect Kamala Harris to the presidency on November 5th, we will send a loud message that the people of this nation will not go back. We choose a new path and open the door to a new day, one that is for the people and by the people. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless.
Okay. Other than the illegal alien family that she was referring to, Kamala is for you. Okay. All right. Yeah. If you're an illegal alien that snuck into America, yeah, Kamala's for you. But the young single parent, single mom, can't afford childcare and groceries. Kamala is why you're struggling so much right now. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, John Tester and their inflationary spending and their inflationary policies. That's why everything is so rough right now. If you're a senior citizen who had to come out of retirement to work another job, Kamala's for you. Wait a minute. You were able to enjoy life when Trump was president, and then these inflationary policies came in with Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester. Now you got to work. You got to come out of retirement to work, or some of you are working a side hustle or another job in order to make ends meet. Kamala's for you. She's responsible for all that. What was AOC thinking with that speech? And then she says, "We're not going back. We're not going back." Yeah, because they want to transform this country into something else. Also, we're not going back. Oh, we're not going back to record low unemployment for Black Americans, Hispanic Americans. We're not going back to low inflation. We're not going back to lower gas prices. We're not going back to lower grocery prices, lower prices for to go out to eat. No, she says we are not going back. She's exactly right. We are not going back to those good things if they reelect Kamala and John Tester.
Montana State News Network.
Good morning, I'm Dennis Bragg. It's been a long summer in Missoula as residents are still digging out from the debris and damage created by the July 24th thunderstorm. But city leaders say everyone is helping out so much that crews were able to wrap up collection of storm debris in half the time expected. Nick Holloway is Deputy Disaster and Emergency Services Coordinator.
I think that really says a lot for people taking recovery into their own hands and cleaning up their own lots and getting storm debris to the sites by themselves.
The city is still making plans for chipping all the trees and limbs that came down in last month's severe storm. Bozeman leaders will dive into discussion tonight to see if there are possible revisions to the city's affordable housing ordinance. The city's commission work session is analyzing ways to amend the ordinance and how to use incentives to encourage more affordable units to be built while keeping in line with the current housing market. Bozeman has nearly 400 affordable housing units currently under construction and more than 1,000 in the project pipeline in 15 different projects. Meanwhile, a newly released report says Great Falls could use up to 630 additional homes per year, split between rentals and owner-occupied units. The study says job growth, cost of living, and quality of life are driving the demand for newer housing stock. In other news this morning, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will go ahead with a plan to use gill nets to remove invasive lake trout from Swan Lake in western Montana. That decision was made last week after FWP biologists analyzed the idea along with a host of public comments on the best way to control the non-native species, which FWP says could wipe out the remaining endangered bull trout and kokanee salmon that are still in Swan Lake. The program already has full funding to continue to operate for the next 7 years.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you are thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Darney.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Let's see. We got some messages that came in on the Montana Talks app here. I mentioned in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about the recount that's going to be taking place at 8 o'clock this morning in Butte. Something about 1,000 ballots. Sounds like it was caught in this audit. Well, let me just share a brief little bit of this story because, as I mentioned, we're going to get to it more in the 7 o'clock hour. But let's see. NBC Montana has a report here. My printer kind of screwed up the way that it captured that story here, so it chopped off a few words. But anyway, here's one from Mike Smith with the Montana Standard. The state's eyes are on Butte Silver Bow as officials prepare for a primary election recount. Butte Silver Bow election officials sorted ballots Monday in preparation for a full-blown recount of vote tallies to be conducted today. A judge ordered the recount Friday because county election officials believe votes from about 1,000 ballots were inadvertently counted twice on primary election night, June 4th. A couple of messages here from Morgan and Helena. The Butte recount, would you try to get to the bottom of how the double counts were discovered? Was it citizens? The election was certified. Will the post-audit start looking at the total number of ballots ordered, issued, returned, and counted, not just a precinct or two for counts only? Sounds like a good follow-up question for the Secretary of State's office, or maybe our state senators that are going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour of the show can weigh in. Morgan and Helena also raised a really good point here about the Democrat National Convention and the fact that the protesters had breached the security wall guarding the convention attendees in Chicago. Why would the Democrats be afraid of their peaceful protesters breaching the wall? I mean, fence. Great question there by Morgan and Helena. Evan and Belt messaged us earlier. Politicians without liberty-backed policies are more than socialists. They are communists. Sadly, there is a faction of people in this country who have been gaslit into believing that the government is our solution and are completely emboldened to it. Their souls have been sold to it like the old song, "I owe my soul to the company's store." In their case, your soul is everything you have and the store is the government, all being implemented by the modern Democrat Party. That was from Evan in Belt. All right, Jesse Waters was talking about the fact that the Democrats didn't want Joe Biden anywhere near this convention. You notice how they put him on Monday night instead of later on in the week. You notice how they kept him out of prime time. He didn't even take the stage until close to midnight Eastern time last night. And now he's whisked off to California for another nice sunny vacation.
Biden's right-hand man told the New York Times they wanted Kamala to be successful, but couldn't find the path to do it. This might be the only thing the Bidens and Obamas agree on. Kamala doesn't have what it takes.
This is still a very competitive race. If the election were today, I'm not sure who would win. And I think it may well be President Trump because it's an electoral college fight.
So if the Bidens and the Obamas don't think Kamala can win, what do the voters think? Don Lemon has been going to blue cities asking about Kamala. Here he is in Cincinnati.
Cleveland is lit. How y'all feeling about the election?
Kamala Harris all day long.
I'm going for Trump.
I'm excited for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. I think Trump's going to win.
I feel like it's leaning towards Trump for sure.
Trump or Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
I don't vote.
I have to go Trump, man. Yeah. I have to. Trump. I got to go Trump.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
I'm running for Trump, so.
I'm supporting Trump.
Kamala is doing a great job.
Kamala. But I'm probably not going to vote.
It's like they just pushed her in.
Now I vote more for what fits me better as a person rather than voting for the black person.
I would vote for Trump.
Gas wasn't this high when Trump was our president. Food wasn't this high. I'm going for Trump.
Don Lemon got fired and turned into Johnny. Which works for me. I'll play his interviews and we don't have to pay him. And if half of Cincinnati's for Trump, it's a landslide.
All right. Yeah, that was a great montage from Don Lemon on X there. Yeah, look at all the black voters in Cincinnati that are saying, no, we're with Trump. We want the food prices again. In other words, unlike what AOC said last night, we're not going back in her fake Southern accent. Sounds like half the black voters in Cincinnati are determined to go back to Trump's policies here. So it's what's best for their pocketbooks. It's what's best for their families. So there you go. Let's see. Speaking of President Trump, where was he at? He was in Pennsylvania yesterday. I know I got it here from the Trump War Room. Yeah, this is from the Trump War Room. President Trump talked fracking and much more during a stop at a manufacturing business in Pennsylvania yesterday. And he went after Joe Biden and this big report that just came out. I think we've got the first report Sunday night and then more reporting yesterday. This impeachment report that was delivered by House Republicans documenting the corruption of Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the Biden family.
While Biden and Harris have been impoverishing our country, they have been getting rich, very rich at your expense now. It just came out, just was reported today by a great young reporter, Brooke Singman at Fox. According to a 292-page report from the House Oversight, Judiciary, and Ways and Means Committees in Congress, just got out a little while ago, just before I got here, I said, no, I want to talk about it just briefly. It's so sad because he's going to be making a speech tonight, and they don't call him Crooked Joe for no reason. They said President Biden engaged in impeachable conduct and said he abused his office and defrauded the United States of America to enrich his family. Republicans revealed that since 2014, the Biden family and its associates received more than $27 million from foreign individuals and entities. They also found that while Biden was serving as vice president, the Biden family got more than $8 million in loans from Democrat benefactors. And they said that those loans have never been repaid.
And that was just part of the five minutes of President Trump's remarks that you can see on X posted by the Trump War Room. I shared it. Go to x.com/Aaron Flint. But then, of course, towards the end of those remarks that are included in that video, he makes the point that needs to be made, that Comrade Kamala Harris knew about it all. Knew about it every step of the way.
And remember, Comrade Kamala, she knew everything, and the senators knew what was going on. And by the way, I had my own classified documents case, and I was totally exonerated. Totally. There was a case brought by Joe Biden and Kamala. She was involved. They did that in order to interfere with the election, and it still goes on different cases, but that was, according to most, the big one. and we were totally exonerated. The case was won a month ago. Very little coverage of the case being won, I must say. I think that a lot of the media didn't even talk about it. There's no way someone could have stolen that much money without Democrat senators knowing what was going on. He wined and dined them at Joe's houses. They saw his boats. They saw the way he lived. They saw his beautiful mansions. I would have made billions of dollars in this job if I wanted to play that game the way they played it. But instead, I took the job very seriously and very importantly. And you can see from the recently announced financial reports, I don't need the money. And I'm proud to announce that doing and being president, I lost billions of dollars. And I knew that would happen.
Yeah, that reminds me of one of the sound bites from Joe Biden last night. This one, where he's like, oh, yeah, 50 years I've been in Washington. I've been blessed many times over. Yeah, you have. All that money from China, all that political corruption. Boy, you know, when Donald Trump went to Washington, he lost money. He sacrificed for this country. He took a bullet in his ear for this country. But Joe Biden sure has cashed in. By the way, so is liberal Senator John Tester. He's cashed in, too. When President Trump was talking about how these senators knew what was going on with this Biden corruption, of course they did. But then again, look at John Tester. Look at how much he's cashed in.
I made a lot of mistakes in my career, but I gave my best to you. For 50 years, like many of you, I've given my heart and soul to our nation. And I've been blessed a million times in return for the support of the American people.
A million times return. Sounds like more like what, 25 million, 35 million times returned in those 50 years?
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Conventions are so choreographed that the convention is scripted to the second. That's not the story of this convention. You know, there will be more attention dedicated to smearing and slandering and besmirching and attacking Donald Trump than there's going to be about talking about the mess that they have created. Now, Kamala would like to have you think that she is an outsider because on day one, she's going to fix inflation. Meanwhile, she's been bragging about Bidenomics forever, even recently. We're so proud of Bidenomics. Bidenomics has been a disaster. Their border policy, border czar, has been a disaster for our country and the biggest national security threat in our lifetime.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-G-O-L-D. That's 855-815-GOLD.
139 Northern Avenue in Huntley. Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. We got a message here from Shelley in Gallatin Gateway that just came in on the Montana Talks app a few minutes ago. Regarding elections, I took the election judge training this year to work the primary and the November elections. It's a joke. I think all politicians should have to go through it to see how little you learn. I was supposed to work the primary and never received my precinct assignment. So I called and they had no record of me, despite me holding holding in my hand my official election judge certificate I received that day. So many issues with that office. That's in, of course, Gallatin County. Shelley, thanks for that message from Gallatin Gateway. Hey, speaking of Gallatin Gateway, that reminds me. I've got this story on our Montana Talks website. Did you guys hear there was another illegal alien busted in Montana's Gallatin Valley? And when I saw this story, it first caught my eye on social media. Well, I think I had seen the press release as well, because we get the press releases out of the U.S. Attorney's Office. But anyway, I saw this story. I think it was an NBC Montana headline. And it said something about Gallatin Gateway man charged, for having firearms. Oh, yeah, here was the headline. Gallatin Gateway man who entered U.S. illegally admits to firearm charges. And so somebody had, I think, thrown the question on their Facebook page. If he entered the United States illegally, why are you describing him as a Gallatin Gateway man? But I noticed in the story, it didn't say what country this not Gallatin Gateway man actually came from. He's not a Gallatin Gateway man. He's not a legal resident. He's a resident of somewhere. What country is he a resident of? And then I also thought it would be interesting to find out. Because, see, the Democrats want to give constitutional rights to illegal aliens, non-citizens, terrorists, etc. And so I'm thinking, okay, well, if the Democrats believe that non-citizens, illegal aliens, etc. have constitutional rights, then why was the guy arrested on for having a gun? Anyway, so those are just a couple of questions I throw out there. Why was he arrested for having a gun? From the U.S. Attorney's perspective, is it because illegal aliens are not allowed to own guns, or is it because he had additional prior offenses on top of being in the country illegally? So I was interested in the response from the U.S. Attorney's Office on that question for a few different reasons, of course. Well, it turns out this Gallatin Gateway man is actually from Mexico. I reached out to Claire Howard, public affairs officer for the federal U.S. Attorney's Office here in Montana, and thanks to her for responding. She tells me Mr. Rojas is from Mexico. An illegal alien is prohibited from possessing firearms and ammunition. That is one of the elements of this particular crime. Yeah, when I read the press release, it looked like this guy was suspected in some drug trafficking and things like that. And as we've been reporting on this show, For two, three years at least here, we've been reporting on the Mexican drug cartels operating in the Gallatin Valley. Speaking of drugs, you know, one of the things they try to get you hooked on is not things just like cocaine. They're trying to get you hooked on painkillers. They're hoping that they can take advantage of people because you might be in a painful situation. You might have that bone-on-bone constant pain that you get from arthritis. And you might have pain in your knees or your back or whatever, and then they might try to get you hooked on painkillers. Well, look, for that reason, I know that's why many of you, you're trying to avoid surgery, you're trying to avoid those painkiller drugs, but you'd like to get over the pain. Let me tell you about QC Kinetics. They have exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief the natural way, without surgery, without those painkiller drugs. And they have a clinic in Montana now. Go to QC Kinetics. Call them, 406-201-6263, for a free consultation. QC Kinetics, 201-6263.